Welcome everybody into the Benchwarmers Redemption here on Dragon Digital Radio. I am Matt Trudell, and with me,
Ping Pang over here, Alex Baker.
Alex Baker in the house. I hate you. There's some things that you tell people off air, you know, for the confidence of not like having things go on air, and then he just finds a way every week. If you think that Alex Baker's intro every week isn't related to something I told him in confidence, you're tripping. He clearly clearly haven't learned, because I continue to tell him things in confidence and it just doesn't end up working out. And Sebastian's not here. I saw him Monday night at the Orioles game.
So how far were you two were?
We were pretty close.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it wasn't planned or anything?
No, it wasn't. I mean, I told him where I sit normally. And then we were like right next to the, bullpen.
Okay.
Under the top. And when I got there, I was like, where are you sitting tonight? He was like, section 80. So I was in 87. He was in 80.
Okay.
But it's weird because like the front ones go every other, and same with the ones under. So, he was about three sections over, but no one was there. So I could see him very easily. He could see me. He kept turning around every time there was a hit or something, you know. He was standing up in between innings at one point, and I sent him a text that said, down in front. And he just looked at me like, I hate you. But, yeah. So I texted him when I got there. I said, where are your seats? He said, section 80. I said, cool. I was like, are you there right now? I was like, are you here? And he was like, yeah, I'm standing right behind the bullpen. So, you know, when you go to Camden Yards, they have that railing that you can look down into the bullpen.
Yeah.
So I was in the section directly right there. I was like, oh, I see you. And he turned and went, what's up? And, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then he went down to his seats. And then throughout the game, we were texting each other. He was looking at me and, you know, like just messing with each other. So it was pretty good. We'll talk about the MLB in a little bit. I want to talk about the Orioles, because their problems this year are much different than their problems last year, which is surprising. But I want to start first in the NBA.
Okay.
Not personally, because I think it's – I want
well,
to lead
– Wizards, you know?
Well, yeah, but I want to lead off with it because I want to get through it and talk about more things I want to talk about more than the NBA playoffs. I have started to watch bits and pieces of the NBA playoffs. I saw the end of game four, the Wizards game, where they won. I saw the whole fourth quarter of the Sixers game. Yeah, the Sixers game last night.
You're getting really frisky there.
I mean, you know, it is what it is. I you and I have talked about this almost ad nauseum. About how, you know, I'm just not into the NBA playoffs. I'm not really into the NBA much anymore. But then the playoffs, I don't really even get all that excited until...
At the very least, the conference finals.
The conference finals, at the very least. I agree. I mean, you're looking at a situation now. Okay, so now, in saying that, there's been some decent series so far. Celtics and the Bucks are a pretty good series.
Yep.
The Wizards turned the Toronto Raptors series into a good series.
Cavs are having trouble with the Pacers.
Which is exciting stuff. And that gets on to tonight, right? So you have, tonight the Jazz can defeat the Thunder and eliminate them. The Rockets can eliminate the T-Wolves tonight. The Cavs cannot eliminate anybody right now. And same thing with the Wizards and Raptors. And that kind of sucks. You know, the two West Coast games are probably going to end. The Thunder maybe be able to stretch it out another game. Even the Timberwolves. But, like, the two games that are probably most watchable tonight would be the Raptors and the Wizards, to see how the Raptors respond after the Wizards took the next two games. And then the Pacers and the LeBrons, because half the world wants to see LeBron succeed, and then half the world wants to see him go down. With that being said, tonight I will probably not be watching either any of those games. There's a game 7 in the NHL playoffs that we will talk about. And I'd like Mike Babcock. Did you hear what he said? What did
he say this time?
After they won game 5, did you hear what he said?
No.
He said, we want to come back to Boston because we need a cup of clam chowder. Or something like that. He was like, oh, we like clam chowder here or something like that. So tonight you do have, you know, game 5 has been big, especially in the Wizards and Raptors series because all the home teams have won so far. Are the Raptors the Washington Capitals of the NBA?
I would say the Raptors haven't been like at the top for that long,
and
the Caps have been around for at least a decade.
That's where I will agree with you. Now, I will say for the past few years, they've always been like, "Ooh, well, maybe the Raptors," or "Ooh, well, maybe the Raptors," and then they fall off.
The East has been LeBron's conference for like what, 8 years?
The East is getting better.
But he still wins it every
year. And that's, yeah, agreed. But the East is getting better. And I could make an argument that you look here, right, where you're seeing a scenario where the Spurs, which is considered one of the top teams in the Western Conference. Now, granted, Kawhi was injured this year, so they kind of slipped back a little bit. But one of the premier teams, they only win one game against the Warriors, right?
Yeah.
The Timberwolves, in theory, could only win one game off of Houston. The Thunder. So like, there's these big differences where when we go in the East right now, there's a lot of competitive series.
True.
The Bucks and the Celtics, the Pacers and Cleveland, the Wizards and what do you call them?
Raptors,
yeah. And then, the only one that wasn't competitive was Philly and Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch any game last night? Kevin Hart and Meek Mill were on the sidelines.
No.
Meek Mill got released from prison, and they sent a helicopter his way.
Yeah, didn't Robert Kraft say he was a stand-up guy?
Dude, Robert Kraft is, you know. I want to go back to the days where Putin was stealing his ring. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if he still has that.
I don't know. I think they got it back, though, didn't they?
See, I just feel like that's the kind of thing where, like, you'd have to pry it out of Putin's gold dead hands. He's like, we don't even have football here, but I'll take your ring. I digress. I don't think LeBron's staying in Cleveland, flat out. I don't think he's staying in Cleveland at all. I think he's probably going to end up in either Philly, L.A., which I think L.A. is kind of a long shot now because I honestly think
no, he's
and
not going to LA.
I don't think he's going to L.A. because I think he's scared of the Western Conference. But now here's the deal, right? If he gets eliminated in the first round this year, which I don't think will happen,
no.
I'll be flat out honest. But if he gets eliminated in the first round this year, why not go to the West? It's like
Philly's rolling out the red carpet for him.
They are. Yeah. It's a big city too.
He's got a cast to work with. I mean, I don't think anybody's really panning out with the Lakers.
But I don't. Here's the thing, right? I think, of course, I'm gonna come off as the biggest LeBron hater in the world here, right? I don't think LeBron could handle a Philadelphia. I don't think he's mentally strong enough for it.
He would if he went to LA. He would face the same thing.
Nah, I don't think so. They're
going to hold him up to a Kobe.
Okay, but LA's a bunch of fair weather fans. You know what I'm saying? Like, they have the situation where, the weather's nice outside, the Lakers are terrible, who cares? You know what I'm saying? Jack Nicholson will be the guy that he has to deal with. Other than that, like, you saw all these Lakers fans all of a sudden became Clippers fans. You know, it's the same thing as, like, they weren't caring about the Rams
immediately
until
signs, they're going to turn back to being Lakers fans, and they're going to immediately harp on
it. But I don't think L.A. is as hard as Philly.
Just saying, when you're with the Lakers, he's going to have, you know, the Magics and the Chamberlains and the Kobe's to live up to. They're automatically going to hold him up to that.
I get that. But, I mean, I just don't see it being as hard as being in Philly. Philly hates you every other play. Have you been to a game in Philadelphia?
No.
Okay. Well,
I know the Philly fans' reputations.
Yeah. So I just feel like I don't think he's mentally strong enough for that. And I know everybody's like, oh, LeBron. But let's be honest. He's a bit of a crybaby. Like, he's a bit of a whiner.
Well, and the Sixers aren't exactly the Lakers as far as championships go.
Well, yeah. Well, that's another reason why I think LeBron might want to go there is because he can bring, you know, it's like, look at it. The Eagles won the championship. Villanova won the championship. The Sixers won't do it this year, but let's bring Bron over here. We'll win it next year. You know,
Gabe Kapler turning the Phillies around.
Gabe Kapler.
Coconut oil.
Did you ever look it up?
No, I haven't. Yeah.
You know, you're the worst. Yeah. You're the worst. Now you can't be like, well, you didn't watch the movie. I watched the movie. Look up his blog.
Okay. Coconut oil.
Yeah, man.
Coconut oil over here.
Coconut oil Jones. Yeah. Is there anything you want to say about NBA before we continue to move on, Alex? Because
this is why you want Sebastian here.
This is why I want Sebastian here. Because, I mean, he would probably say a bunch of stuff I really don't care about in the NBA. But,
this is why you need Jimmy or Sebastian.
Yeah, but this is the perfect amount of time. We've gone about 12 minutes worth of NBA talk, and I feel like that's probably 5 or 6 minutes a little too long, you know?
Yeah, that's fine.
Go Wizards, you know, but at the same time.
Let's talk about your Wizards. We haven't talked about them.
All right, let's talk about the Wizards.
You were completely uninterested in even watching the series, and here they are. They've tied it up.
They have. They have tied it up. I don't think they're going to win the series, though.
You still aren't going to even watch it? It's your team. If that was my Pistons, I would.
I just, because the NBA has gotten so unbearable to watch, and because if the Wizards get past this round, right, they're facing the Celtics.
Probably. Yeah.
Either the Celtics or. Let's take a look at this.
All I'm saying is your team's in the playoffs. They're having a shot to move on to the next round. You got to stick with them as long as they're
correct.
In
but I mean, when the hockey playoffs have been so good so far,
but still, it's your squad.
The only
if that
game,
was my Pistons. I'm saying if that was my Pistons doing this, I'd be with them. Call me a fair weather fanboy. When they're in the playoffs, I stick with them.
Bro, I'm about to go to 2 Orioles games this week, and they are 6-17. Your team is in second place in your division, and I've been begging you to go to a Detroit Orioles game this week, and you won't go. So, look, I get it. It's the playoffs. But to me, do you enjoy watching the NBA anymore?
No.
I've really lost an enjoyment from it, man. I hate the flopping. I hate the whining. I hate the lack of the travel call. I hate the lack of defense.
There's too much off-court drama. Like, I get tired of hearing about LeBron's drama with the Cavs behind the scenes every day.
So, yeah, let's look at this. This is what happens, right? This is what happens because they do it a bracket style, so they don't even do
Well, I thought it's highest seed plays lowest seed.
No. They do the brackets. At least that's what it looks like. Philadelphia will play either Boston or Milwaukee. Cleveland and Indiana will play against the I don't know why that is, though. I always felt like it used to be that way. But now look here. Golden State plays New Orleans. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like we're just going to. Don't get me wrong. I mean, tonight's game will probably go a little later than the NHL game. But I mean, that Boston Maple Leaf series has been crazy. Like, why wouldn't you watch that tonight?
Oh, I know.
And I have no dog in that race, or in that fight, or whatever you want to say. I've sat down and tried to watch a couple Wizards games this year, and I just also didn't like the whole when John Wall got injured, Martian Gortat was whining and running his stupid mouth, and then him and Bradley Beal, we play better than that. That's just stupid. Like Martian Gortat, whatever the hell, is only still in the NBA probably because of John Wall. Like, John Wall feeds him. And it was funny because I read last week he came out and said that John Wall's one of the best point guards in the league and that he's feeding me and keeping me fat right now. And it's like, shut up. That's what I hate about that stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, there are a bunch of girls on the Wizards, and that's what – and
that's pretty much every NBA team. They're always – there's always some sort of drama. It's always in the presses. I mean, like I said, look at the Cavs. Like, every freaking day there's some
Well, the Cavs issue is because of who they're run by. Like, that's honestly, like – again, I'm going to come off as a LeBron hater. But LeBron is always – when things aren't going mm-hmm. his way, he makes these whiny little statements. They trade the whole team away, and then he loves all these new players. They actually try mm-hmm. and play, and then as soon as they start to suck again – You know, it's not his fault. It's not my fault. I lead my team in points, assists, and rebounds. Yeah, but you disappear in the fourth quarter. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
I just,
get you.
I will watch some of the Wizards game tonight, but I just, again, holler at me. How, you know, they blew their chance. 3 years ago was the chance. When they had Atlanta and John Wall got injured and then they ended up losing to Atlanta, that was a chance to go to Eastern Conference Finals. I don't see them going to Eastern Conference Finals this year. I find a lackluster Cavs team better than the Wizards. The Wizards were the A seed for a reason.
Okay.
Do they have talent? Can they play at a higher level? Yes. But they're a bunch of they just have issues with each other. I don't think Bradley Beal or John Wall like each other at all. I don't think Martian Gortat's a big fan of John Wall. I don't think John Wall's a big fan of any of them. Yeah, same reason why the Eagles had to get rid of DeSean Jackson and keep Jeremy Maclin. They didn't get along.
Neither did Chip Kelly and LeSean McCoy, but that was for different
Neither
reasons.
Did Chip Kelly and anybody on his team that was past a certain complexion. Oh, I'm sorry, Chip Kelly. He literally traded away their two best offensive players. Mm-hmm. You're kind of guy. So let's go on to the NHL.
Chip Kelly over here.
All right. He had the courage. sorry. jokes. I love LeSean McCoy, except for when he was in college. I hated him because he played for Pitt. I'm a West Virginia fan. And I love DeSean Jackson, even though he drops the ball before he reaches the end zone. But all of a sudden, it's like, what? You know? So there's a few things I want to cover in the NHL. We're talking NHL playoffs now, right?
Yeah.
The first thing I want to cover about how the NHL once again proves that they are just the worst run league.
They still don't have a schedule for
the They came out with it today or okay. late last night. Finally.
I mean, you still got the game on
It tonight. Doesn't matter, Alex. All right, right. You need to at least let people know when their teams could potentially be playing. Okay, you know how the NBA does it where it's like to be announced, but they tell you the night and time?
Mm-hmm.
NHL didn't even do that. They're just like, oh, we'll see. And I don't understand because I remember in past years, like there would have been a game 7 tonight, but there also would have been a game 1. Right?
I think the NBA does that, but I'm not sure. I think the NHL just waits for everybody to get wrapped up.
I just think it's a terrible job, in my opinion, to not let – because you think about this, right? Mm-hmm. Say there's Winnipeg Jets fans wanting to go to game one in Nashville. Mm-hmm. It's in Nashville, right?
Nashville was the President's Trophy.
Yeah. So say some Jets fans want to go to Nashville. Right? They play Friday, right? They found out that they play Friday, presumably late last night, early this morning. Now they got to scramble and get tickets and find play. Like, you're not really setting it up for success, in my opinion. In my opinion. Do you completely disagree? Your face looks like you completely disagree.
I don't know. I think it's just a little minor issue. I mean, I'm pretty sure this is what they usually do. They wait for the whole first round to wrap up, then make the schedule for the next round.
But that's stupid.
Well, you got to make sure their TV rights are going, you know?
I mean, all right, here's the thing. And granted, the NFL, it's pretty simple. They have a lot less teams to deal with, and you know what days they play on, right? Mm-hmm. But typically, you know that, like, Saturday 1 year is going to have the NFC game at night and the AFC game during the day, which means that the next day, the AFC game is in the afternoon, and you know what I'm saying?
Like, well, it's an easy schedule. This is different.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. But all you need to do is like, I just don't see it being that hard, right? Is like, you should have, in theory, nights where you don't want certain series crossing over each other, right?
Yeah.
Like, you don't want the Caps-Penguins series to cross over another big draw, such as like the Golden Knights and the Sharks or whatever, right? Now, granted,
that's a West Coast different game.
Time. Yeah, exactly. But that's what you need to pay attention to. Mm-hmm. You're really only missing one team. And we've only been missing one team for like a week now.
And like you said, there's different time zones. Like, Nashville's in a different time zone. So agreed. You're trying to get like, you get one game for a 7 o'clock, then you get the Nashville game
at 9:30. Okay, but Toronto and Boston are in the same time zone.
Yeah.
So why couldn't we get schedules on Tuesday? Like, why couldn't we get schedules on Tuesday, Alex? I'm not asking for schedules 3 months ago. I'm asking for schedules to, like, just let me know when my Jets are playing Nashville, okay? Because I need to make sure if I, like...
Diehard Jets fans.
You there was a guy...
You were with them when they were the Thrashers?
Oh, and I was with them when they were with the Jets back in the day, man.
Until they turned into the Coyotes?
Stupid Wayne Gretzky stealing our team, Usulani. Yeah. Right. I remember the Jets, man.
All right.
Don't be faking.
Just want
to
make sure.
I've never really had a favorite.
You remember when they traded Chris Draper away to the Red Wings for a buck?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. I remember when they had Patrick Kane.
Evander Kane.
Evander Kane.
Yeah.
They had Evander Kane. Getting our quota up.
Yep. Who was their big rookie in the late 90s? Had like a kind of like amazing season. Played in the NHL for years, not Jagr.
I know. So there was Team Usulani.
Yep.
Huh?
That's him.
And then they also had somebody else, though. Who was the other guy? They had two star players.
That one I don't know.
Whatever. All right. But yeah, long time Jet fan. There was a guy with a Winnipeg Jets hoodie at the Orioles game the other night. I was like, hey, I'll see you. Like, so we squatting up all over the globe. But yeah, I wanted to know, you know, what if I wanted to go to the O's game on Friday night, but I had to hold back.
Mm-hmm.
I was almost going to go to the O's game tonight because I thought we were going to play Thursday. And then once I found out we're not playing Thursday, Thursday's a better weather day, you know? Yeah, you going? Well, we'll get to that. So you don't think it's that big of a deal?
No.
You don't think it's that big of a deal.
They get it sorted out anyway. You just got to wait a couple more days. I don't see what the big deal is.
And very clearly, you don't see what the big deal is because your team's not in the playoffs and you're not trying to decide life.
Well,
things.
When we've been in the playoffs for 25 years in a row, we're bound to have a little downtime.
Agreed. But you were a little young whippersnapper without plans and such. Now, you know, you're planning out your life.
Yeah.
You just go wait by the phone for the NHL to call you back.
Yeah, exactly.
Like... They got it today. There's a game starting tomorrow, Alex. Okay. How ridiculous is that?
All right. Okay.
You don't think that's a little ridiculous to be like, oh, hey, no, y'all should probably go there.
No. Like, there's, like, the Knights, like, they get a clean sweep, and they've been waiting for, like, a week, so they got to start soon.
Yeah.
There are teams that have, you know, and then, like, the Bruins and the Leafs.
You make no sense to me. The things that you think are big deals... And you don't think all right, what's your thoughts on Gary Bettman?
Oh, I think he's terrible.
Okay.
Everybody hates Gary Bettman.
Capitals versus Penguins. Now, I have to say, being from around here.
It's the second
here,
round.
Dude,
it's the Penguins.
I will tell you
it's
something.
Going to happen again.
I will tell you something. I have seen one person you specifically know and a couple other people that you don't know put up different
hashtag posts
about how... Like, there, I saw one picture where it was like Sidney Crosby looking scared, and it was like, when Sidney Crosby sees Alexander Ovechkin, why would the Penguins be scared? God. They've been owning the Caps. This is now their fourth or fifth meeting in the playoffs in the second round.
Caps never go farther than the second round.
No, they don't.
Nope.
They don't. It's like seeing a Falcon in April.
Yep. I made that joke.
I know, the lady had her headphones on and had no idea what you were talking about. She was like, you can see Falcons in April all the time. So are you what are you watching tonight, Alex, since you're judging me?
Well, I'm going to watch the Leafs-Bruins game.
Seven. Well, who's the Tigers got?
I have no idea. I think they're playing the Pirates, but it's probably going to be postponed again. Every game gets postponed this month.
Okay. All right. So you go watch the Leafs Bruins. You're not gonna turn it over to the Pacers Cavs game, huh?
No.
You're not gonna watch that.
No. You have to pay me.
But you have a connection somewhat to the Pacers.
Why?
Because they beat up some of your best players back.
Artest. Oh, that was
Artest,
great.
Jermaine O'Neal.
Jermaine O'Neal,
Steven Jackson.
That the best part of that was this one
that
guy.
That poor fat Hispanic dude.
Yeah,
man.
He had this face like a deer in headlights. He just saw Neil sucker
punch
him. That
dude went from
right
being Hispanic to Hawaiian.
Yeah.
Like, dude, he knocked him. And you know what? He's lucky because Jermaine O'Neal slipped. And if Jermaine O'Neal didn't slip,
that
he probably would have caught a body.
Yeah.
Like, he probably would have killed that guy.
Oh, so great. Ah. Great times.
Two of my most favorite facial expressions of all time was the look on that guy's face right before and then right after he got punched, and then the look on the Boise State player's face right before LeGarrette Blount knocked him out and went. He
was
like,
a fan.
Whoa. No.
I thought it was a fan that he punched in the face.
No, Jermaine O'Neal punched a fan. LeGarrette Blount punched a like backup lineman.
Okay.
And the guy was walking by and he was like, "Whoa!" Like, and his face, oh my God. Go YouTube that, guys, because that's one of my favorite moments in sports history.
You know, I knew somebody that was supposedly at the brawl game, Malice at the Palace.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Was it
nobody
over
the
glasses?
No. This was way back when I was still in Michigan.
When I'm still in Michigan. How old were you when you came over here?
13. 12.
Really?
Yeah.
You made it that long.
Mm-hmm. Hey, man.
What part of Michigan?
A little bit in Flint, then a little bit in Livonia.
Okay.
It's so
Where's
cold
Livonia?
In the D. It's a suburb of the D.
Is it a suburb of Flint?
No.
But you lived in Flint, bro?
Yeah, Flint's like 30, 40 miles from Detroit.
Okay.
Yeah. It's so cold in the D, man.
My man came from Flint. Mean streets. Mm-hmm. Then you moved here because your dad got
Naval
the job.
Academy.
Okay.
Where we recruit draft Dodgers. Am I right, Matt?
Hey, you know? Out of your word, out of your mouth. So yeah, I'm excited. So, Caps Penn series. How long does it go? Who wins?
I'll say five games, and you know who wins.
The Caps.
Need to say it.
This is the year. They got T.J. Oshie.
Or Evgeny Kuznetsov.
Yeah, and they got Holtby.
Holtby.
And they got that guy
Backstrom.
Yeah, they got them. They got them. They got that
Alexander Semin.
Yeah, no, they don't have Alexander Semin.
Mike Green. Peter Bondra.
Peter Bondra was the man. Peter Bondra was the man. Don't fake on Peter Bondra.
Jose Theodore Nett. Yeah, remember those years?
I remember the Ole Kolzig years.
Yeah.
And the Jim Carrey years. Do you remember Jim Carrey?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Yeah. Not like
not,
the
I
mask.
Know, not the comedian Jim Carrey.
Yeah. Jim Carrey. Look him up. Google it. So yeah, I agree. Pens. I'm gonna give them. I'll say five. I'll be nice. I think the Cavs will find a way
to win one game.
To win one game, probably in overtime. Mm-hmm. All right. So, game seven though. Who you got tonight?
I'm gonna go Bruins.
You're gonna go Bruins. You're gonna go Bruins.
Leafs always screw up.
The Leafs do always screw up, man. But my man Mike Babcock, I think the Bruins are a much better team than the Leafs, right? But I'm Maple Leafing it up tonight, man.
Babcock hasn't gotten that far in a long
time. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Wasn't he the coach of Vancouver the year they burned the city down?
No, he was still coaching the Wings.
Oh.
Yeah, he only left the Wings like 3 years ago. Yeah.
He was the coach of Vancouver at one point,
no,
right?
He coached the Wings. Before that, he coached the Ducks and led them to the Cup in 03.
John Sebastian Giguere.
Yeah, Giguere.
Wait, was he a Blackhawks coach then?
No, he coached Team Canada when they won the 2 gold medals.
Bro.
He coached Ducks, Wings, Leafs, and then Team Canada.
I swear, who's the coach of the other guy? Now I gotta look up Vancouver. Who was the coach?
I don't remember.
That's a face. Look at Mike Babcock in this picture.
Oh, he's always had that tough face.
Tough face. Yeah. He looks like straight out of a Hannibal Lecter movie. All right. Well, I'm riding with the Leafs, man. I'm pro Leafs. I like Brad Marchand. I like Rick Nash. I like a lot of the players for Boston, but I can't choose the same side as you. So, and my favorite color is blue. And I like Canadian teams. Let them keep going with my Winnipeg Jets.
Mm-hmm. I'm going Bruins.
What's your score?
I'll say 3-2 Bruins.
Regulation?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. 4-3 Leafs, overtime, goal. Mike Babcock's going to suit up,
mm-hmm.
come out, fire it from the blue line.
Then tell him this concussed
beat Tuukka
players to
Is it Tuukka
up.
Rask who's still the goalie for him?
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy. Tell the what?
Tell his concussed players to suck it up.
Why not? We ain't paying you to sit on the bench. What are the odds the Vegas Knights will make it to the Western Conference
Finals?
That's
my team. I'm riding them. I'm riding them, man.
Well, aren't you guys an Eastern Conference team now?
Who? Wings?
Yeah.
Yeah, we moved like 5 years ago.
Yeah, I remember that. Why didn't they bring a second team in with the Golden Knights? Now there's 31 teams. Why?
I think they're trying to bring in another team somewhere. I forget where.
The Mississippi Mud Dogs.
Yeah. The Baltimore Skipjacks.
Nah. Baltimore cannot handle another sports team. They can't. They can barely handle Artscape in an Orioles game. Mm-hmm. Like, straight up. So you got the Knights beating the Sharks?
Yeah.
I actually probably have the Knights beating the Sharks only because the Sharks choke all the time.
Yeah, they never go far.
They don't have Owen Nolan anymore.
Mm-hmm. Or Arturs Urbe.
Ah, yeah. Good times. But, you know, my Winnipeg Jets they'll wax the Knights in the Western Conference Finals. I hope it's the Knights versus the Jets. Actually, I really kind of hope it's the Sharks versus the Jets, just West Side Storying it. But other than that, you wouldn't want that? A West Side Story themed?
Nah.
You would want the Knights versus Nashville?
Knights Preds, yeah. That'd be a good matchup.
I don't think the Western Conference Final is good. I really think the best series is going to be, like, the last good series left is Nashville-Winnipeg. I don't think the Sharks or the Knights is going to be a good series, and I don't think any team that goes up against either the Jets or Nashville will thrive.
I think the Knights got a chance. I really think they can. I'm riding them, man. I just, like, this is something we haven't seen before in hockey. A first year team not only win their division, but, you know, go on a deep run in the playoffs.
We'll see. What about the East? What do you see with the East? Because now you got Penguins and Caps, and then it would be, who's the team that's
Lightning?
Oh, Lightning and either Boston or Lightning. Yeah. Boston would be a good series, I think. It's gonna be end up being Lightning Leafs, and it'll be a Lightning sweep. But
yeah, like Lightning, I got Lightning would probably move on and beat either of those teams.
You think? My brother tends to think that the Boston Bruins are the best team in the NHL, much to his chagrin.
Yeah, they've been pretty
good. Sebastian was pretty wrong about some of these series, by the way. He thought that the Flyers.
Yeah, I wanted to get Sebastian on here and talk about his Blue Jackets.
Oh, man.
Yeah, they had him on the ropes. And
I know
they blew
it. I can't believe he went to the O's game on Monday night when it was an elimination game. That's how confident he was.
They completely dropped the ball.
The Bucks.
You know, but for 20 years in the league and they haven't won a playoff series yet.
Dude, they play in Ohio. Like.
20 years. Preds have been around that long. They've made it more times. They've got a...
Who?
Preds.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, the Preds are, you know,
they're quality. They're in Nashville.
Yeah, but Nashville, oddly enough, surrounds around their teams, man. Like...
What else you got?
The Titans and them. That's it. But, I mean, you would think, like... See,
Columbus
that's the
has Ohio State.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're not too far from Cleveland.
Those free tattoos.
And cars.
Yeah. I hate Jim Tressel, man. He ruined my man Maurice Claret's life. But I hated the Youngstown boys, 30 for 30, because they're like, oh, my God, they're friends now. And I'm like, Maurice, you should have been driving to kill him that night. You know what I'm saying? Some of you youngins out here might not know what I'm talking about. Dude, Maurice Claret has one of the greatest arrests of all time. And an illegal U-turn is what got him jammed up. Mm-hmm. He was about to go on a mission, all right? A mission. He had Grey Goose in the car. Grey Goose only means one thing, murder. Mm. The peaceful vodka is Ciroc by Diddy. I'll take that check. Yeah, Maurice Claret, man. I loved Maurice Claret. I wanted him to come back into the NFL and be the man, and then he wasn't.
Yeah, remember the 0-2 championship game? It was him and Willis McGahee.
McGahee had one of the nastiest leg injuries I've ever seen in my life until Paul George came around.
Yeah, Cadillac Williams, that was a nasty one.
Cadillac Williams. And who it was Cadillac Williams and Ronnie Brown. Ronnie Brown, man.
Yeah. And Marshawn Lattimore kept tearing his ACL every game.
I loved Marshawn Lattimore, too. He's a perfect example of why when you're in college, you should sit out for the dumbest injuries.
Or why you need a backup plan.
I prefer my athletes not to have a backup plan. It makes for a better documentary down the road. Yo, I know that's so messed up. I'm sorry,
Don't worry
Maurice.
About that degree. You can eat a 30 for 30.
Exactly, yeah. Man. You could be that guy from Oklahoma, you know?
Oh, Dupree?
Yeah. Straight up. It's like Pat White got murdered when he was with the Dolphins and said, man, I should have played baseball. And then he went to try and play baseball. It didn't work. Look, all right. I love Pat White. I'm a West Virginia fan. I love Pat White to death, right? But can we discuss about how he clearly wasn't that smart of a guy? And this is why I have to say this. I understand that you're going to have a lot of people around you saying, hey, man, you're going to go to the league, right? From the second I saw and knew who Pat White was, I was like, unless he's a wide receiver, he's not making the league.
Sometimes the CFL's there for you, you know?
I don't even think he could make the CFL, man. Like, come on. You want Pat White being a quarterback? Like, first off, I love Pat White, but, like, he ran the ball. Like, he didn't even, I mean, all of his passes were off of read options where Steve Slayton and him were running the ball down the throat all game that all the corners broke in, and then he had a dude wide open downfield 30 yards, and he's still underthrow him. You know what I'm saying? And then the guy catches it and runs right. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love Pat White, but, like, that's why I was so hurt because I thought Geno was the truth. But I think Geno's career was ruined.
He got punched in the face.
No, I think it was ruined when they started him off jump. I always told people from the very beginning, I probably said it on the show 100 times, that Geno needed to
like
sit out.
DeShone Kizer.
Just like DeShone Kizer, just like a lot of the dudes coming up in the NFL draft. And
perfect segue.
Speaking of which,
one day away. I just realized that.
Tomorrow. Yeah. Tomorrow. So first question for the draft is, what should the Browns do with pick 1 and 4?
Well, I think they probably, like you said, with DeShone Kizer, I thought if they gave him another year, he probably might have been able to do something for him. But you got to get a quarterback. But even though that's going to be another line, just like that jersey with all the different quarterbacks that have played with them since they...
So you think they should do quarterback in 1?
Yeah.
Who should they get?
That one, I don't know. I would probably go... Go Mayfield.
So you would go Baker Mayfield number 1.
Yeah.
And then, but here's the thing. Saquon's not going to make it to the 4 spot.
Okay. Maybe the guy from San Diego State.
Okay. But you would take him 4? He's not rated that high. Saquon's the only one that I've seen.
Oh, who's the, who would be the second running back after Barkley?
Well, I mean, I feel like at that point you'd have to trade out. Like, to me, if we're going off your approach, you take the quarterback and then you just take best available because they have a million. Because okay. You'll be able to get a running back down the
road.
They
need everything. Yeah.
To me, this is what I do. I take Saquon number 1, right? Because personally, I'm not 100% sold on any of the quarterbacks, and I know sitting in the 4 spot I can get one. Right? Because here's my thought. You take Saquon number 1, right? More than likely, at that point, the Giants will either do one of two things, right? They will relieve you of making the mistake of picking Sam Darnold, because they will pick Sam Darnold, or they'll get that Chubb dude, right?
Yeah.
So say he's off. Right, and I got to pull this up because I forget the order. I think the Jets are 3. Are the Jets 3? They traded up from 6 to 3, right?
Yeah.
All right. Let's look at this. All right. So I would take Saquon Barkley. At 2, the Giants will probably take Sam Darnold. I'd probably be willing to bet that they take Sam Darnold or they trade out of that spot, right?
Yeah.
So even if the Jets take a Josh Allen, Josh Rosen, Baker Mayfield, Lamar Jackson, somehow, right? Those 4. To me, I wouldn't want Lamar that early, right?
No.
So you're looking at Baker, Josh Allen, Josh Rosen, all right? One of those 3 quarterbacks is going to be there when it comes to you at 4, right? Now, my feeling is, at that point, you just take who you have high-ranked higher. I think, personally, they should go with Saquon number 1, and if Rosen's there number 4, take him.
I thought you didn't like Rosen.
I like Rosen.
Oh, it's Darnold you don't like.
I don't like Darnold.
Okay.
I don't like Darnold. Even if Sam Darnold's there. Like, I mean, if Sam Darnold slips to 4, okay, maybe you can take him. But, like, I just feel like... You know how, like, you're kind of in a situation where all these quarterbacks are kind of like, they have pros and cons that they're pretty similar, in my opinion. So in saying that they're pretty similar, like, unless the Browns have someone that they see in their mind is absolutely that much better than everybody, and then at that point what they should do is take that person's name and throw it in the trash, because if they're ranking them that high... they're going to be a bust. So, like, you almost would want them to, like, take Sam Darnold and then just, you know, have – I don't know. If I was the Browns, I would take Saquon number 1. To me, and I understand, we don't draft running backs, and you know, but, like, the thing is, he's not going to make it to 4. He's not. Mm-hmm. The Giants would take him. They just saw Saquon in a barbershop wearing a Giants hoodie. Did you hear about that?
No, I did not.
Yeah, he was in a barbershop wearing a Giants hoodie. So to me...
Well, and wasn't there a rumor that he said he did not want to go to Cleveland?
Yeah, but then he came out and squashed that.
Now, did you think he really meant it and that's just trying to play PR?
I think he'd be extremely... Look, nobody wants to go to Cleveland,
yeah,
Alex, okay?
Is he saying the truth?
I don't think he said it. I think someone made it up, and he was like, man, this sounds real because no one wants to go there. Like, I don't see Saquon being I don't see him being an Eli Manning. And Eli Manning did all that stuff solely because Archie wanted that to go down. You know?
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion. But yeah, I think we're looking at a scenario where I think a lot of quarterbacks are going to go real early. You know, I mean, I think you're going to see one of these Browns picks will be a quarterback. The Giants, as long as Saquon Barkley's not around, would be a quarterback. But if Saquon Barkley's around, they'll go with Saquon. The Jets could take a quarterback. Denver definitely could take a quarterback. Indianapolis probably should take a quarterback.
Good point.
I
thought don't they want to stick with your guy, Jacoby Brissett?
Oh, yeah, they do have Jacoby. But, yeah, we'll see. Are you going to watch the draft?
I'll keep tabs on it. I think the draft is really boring.
I agree. Did you hear about what the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are doing in the fourth round? Oh, you don't like Mel Kiper because he represents here?
He's from here?
Yeah. He went to Calvert Hall.
Nope.
You didn't hear what the Buccaneers are doing with their fourth pick?
What?
They hired a parrot to announce the name.
Is there something with an orangutan?
I don't know.
I was watching NFL Network. They said like an orangutan makes a pick.
So let's see. Where's Detroit picking?
They're like 20th. They need a lot. It's every year, but they need an offensive line because they cannot run the ball.
Trade up to Saquon.
Yeah, but before you need a running back, you need an offensive line. Because Barry Sanders could be coming back in his prime, and he'd get like 500 yards in a season. The way that offensive line is.
Yeah. Yeah. Titans are 24th, 25th, I think.
What do you guys need?
Or 25th. Edge rusher, predominantly, in my opinion. We need an edge rusher. I would say probably another safety, just as a backup, grow under our wings. I would say we could use a tight end because Delaney's getting up there. Defensive line, you know, just mm-hmm. add depth. We're actually a pretty good team.
And you got rid of Mike Mularkey.
Yeah, thank God. Thank God.
He's so bad, he wins a playoff game, and he still gets fired.
Dude, he's bad. Like, I had this conversation with Sebastian a little while ago. Like, the fact of the matter is, when you break it down, he's bad. He's just bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he single-handedly lost us at least two games. At least two games. There was the game where we were beating San Francisco and Blaine Gabbert, and he decided to, instead of punting and playing field position, he decides to fake it, and we were on our own 30-yard line. You know, I don't even want to go into it. I really don't. But, yeah, I will be paying – more than likely I'll be at the Orioles game tomorrow night. But I'll be, you know, paying attention to seeing how things fall out. But
it's beauty, just like you'll check the text to see, oh, they picked this guy, and then you'll go back.
Well, yeah, and the beauty of being kind of where we are is that – so I don't know if you remember. Remember last year when the Titans had two first-round picks and our first pick was number 5 and we took Corey Davis?
Mm-hmm.
And it set off this, like, wide receiver craze where all of a sudden, like, every team was taking wide receivers. So, like – it's going to be so quarterback crazy in the beginning that some of these teams, like, you know, presumably, right, say, I think the Browns are going to make a mistake and they're going to take quarterback number 1 overall, in my opinion. I understand you don't want to take running back, but, like, Saquon Barkley is probably the safest bet for an area of need that they need. So, to me, they should take him. He should be number 1. But they're probably going to take a quarterback, right? Mm-hmm. And then they're going to end up sitting number 4. So, one of their 4 is going to be taken. If they take Saquon, like I said, Giants and Jets honestly could go quarterback right after that. Then quarterback 4, quarterback 5. Yeah. You know, like, it's going to get so out of control that you're going to see teams sitting in the 10 spot getting like a top 5 caliber player, which would be lovely, you know. But We'll see. I think I'm interested in seeing what the Titans go with. I mean, they've had a really good offseason so far, which I like, because we're historically first round draft picks. We've been decent at second round. All our second rounders are busts forever. But yeah, I used to be one of those people that kind of had it on in the background and would watch it all weekend. And now I'm just like, bump that.
The last one I remember watching was that infamous one in 2007, which had the longest ever first round, which caused them to shorten the clock and separate into different games.
Yeah.
After that, I was like, no, not watching anymore.
Nothing is more frustrating to me when the first pick, like to me, the first 10 picks should breeze by.
Yeah.
You have your rankings. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I feel like you need more time later. But in the first round, and they're like, it's on Cleveland. Cleveland should be right there saying, hey, y'all had 6 months to trade with us. You're not trading with us? Here's our pick. Like, that's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, drives me crazy. All right, so you think Baker Mayfield won overall?
Yep. Do you think
Is that because it sounds like he's going to be just a typical Browns quarterback?
Yeah, he'll be another Johnny Manziel.
What were you going to
ask? Grabbing his crotch in front of Kansas football.
I don't think he'll be another Johnny Manziel. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
No, nothing.
Here's the thing about Baker. All right. And I'll tell you. I think that guy has all the potential in the world to be a very good quarterback in the NFL. No, I wouldn't say very good, but a good quarterback. I think he could be a consistent starter for years to come if he matures a little. Like, and the reason why I say that is he had to walk on at Texas Tech. And he had to walk on at Oklahoma. And to walk on at Oklahoma and win the starting role and then be that, you know, like, He's got a chip on his shoulder, you know, and I can look at a lot of dudes that had chips on their shoulders. You know, he's not a Ryan Leaf where he was supposed to be the next coming of Dan Marino. You know what I'm saying? Like he's a guy that people faked on that didn't see him. That's why I think Lamar Jackson has a chance to be scary, even though some anonymous offensive coordinator. Did you hear what they said about Lamar Jackson?
What?
They said that he's one of the worst quarterback prospects they've ever seen. They said when he throws the ball, he doesn't go through progressions. He hopes. So they said every time he throws a ball, he hopes. I don't know, man. I think the thing that bothers me about the week of the draft is you always get this stupid stuff coming out. You know, like
Pouncey with the bong video.
That was Laramie Tunsil.
Tunsil, sorry.
And then you had you know, like the saying that, like, oh, the Browns are highly considering Baker Mayfield. I don't think they're considering Baker Mayfield at the one spot at all. I think their decision is who their number one quarterback is versus should we get Saquon. And to me, again, I've heard also the whole story about will they take two quarterbacks. I mean, dude, they take two quarterbacks and that whole draft room will explode. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's a terrible idea, but I mean, judging especially by the fact, it's tough. Like, you know, when the Redskins did it, it was the first round and, like, third or fourth round. Yeah. Yeah, man. It'll be interesting to see how it plays out. And I'm at least somewhat intrigued about that. But then after the first, like, five or six picks, I won't pick back up until we get in the 20s, and then I'll see, you know, what the Titans get. Who do you want? Do you know anybody specific that you want?
No, nobody. I mean, maybe if we go running back, that guy from San Diego.
Okay.
That's pretty much it. And I will say, like I said, Bryden Flowers is my sleeper pick. Quarterback for Southern Florida. Not Central, but Southern. That guy could, be a big surprise.
Did you hear what UCF did?
What?
They unveiled their banner and they gave their kids rings.
Next. No, because they're also the Golden Knights, right? That's their name?
Yeah, I believe so.
I think they're teaming up with Vegas.
Dude. Bro. All right, really?
You went 13. They went
doesn't matter, man. Like, look, here's the thing, is that I hated Boise State, right? I got to a point where Boise State drove me crazy, and I just wanted them to fail miserably all the time. And they didn't have the audacity.
What about Utah? No, wait. Didn't they have a, have a banner that says National Champions 2008? Because they went undefeated that year.
They
could have,
but Urban Meyer has that level of arrogance.
No, this was after Urban Meyer. I forget who the coach was.
Do you really? The only time I ever remember the Utes being good,
I specifically remember 2008, 2 years after the Boise State season. They went undefeated, and they kicked the crap out of Alabama in one of the BCS games, and that was the year before Alabama won their first national title.
Oh. I don't know, man. I just, bro, like, really? You're printing rings out? Like,
you're going to do that. If a team goes undefeated, you know that they're going to do that. They're going to be like, we did everything we had to do.
That reminds me. When I was in high school, River Hill High School did the same thing. They won every year except for my junior year. Ready for this? Yeah. We ended up with the same record, right? It was one of those deals where we lost to Glen Elg. They beat Glen Elg, but we beat them head-to-head. I mean, the same record, mm-hmm. but we beat them head-to-head. And they got co-champion jackets made for them when it wasn't approved. Kick rocks. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just sorry. Like, look, guess what, UCF? You've done a great job building your program down there, right? Join a better conference. Maybe things will get better for you. You mean to tell me if UCF went and played in the SEC last year, even in a down SEC year?
Who knows?
Come on, man. Come on, man. You're just doing that to grind my gears. That's exactly what you're doing.
I never do that.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
I would never hassle you. Grinding gears over here. Come on.
All right, let's talk about the MLB before we get out of here.
You're sure going to a lot of games for such a mediocre team.
Tickets are cheap, bro. Look, here's the deal.
Because the team's a bad product.
No, you go weeknights. I've been doing this for years. And the reason why I'm going to a lot of games is the weather's not terrible. I mean, the first game we went to was kind of cold. The last game we went to wasn't bad. Our starting pitching is pitching amazing, Alex. I mean, the other night, Gausman, the game I was there, 8 innings, 7 strikeouts. He had an immaculate inning. You know what an immaculate inning is?
Just struck out all three?
Struck out all three on 9 total pitches.
9 pitches, yeah.
So, I mean, he pitched out of his mind. He made one mistake. He gave up a single and then left a juicy one over the middle of the plate, and we lost 2-1. He gave up a 2-run home run. But 8 innings, seven strikeouts,
yeah.
1 walk, great game, right?
But those are the games that frustrate you the most when your pitching keeps you in it, but your offense can't put a run.
Well, the frustrating part is that last year our issue was pitching. Before we got Alex Cobb, we were like, oh my God, our problem this year is going to be pitching, right? And then the pitching has come out, and outside of Chris Tillman and Alex Cobb's first couple starts, which I think he'll turn it around tonight because he's playing his old team, the pitching's been really good. Gausman has gotten better and better every start. Bundy's been on fire. Cashner's been pitching out of his mind. They're a decent team right now. Pitching-wise, the bats are terrible. Manny Machado is the only one hitting, and then even when he hits, he runs the bases terribly. Oh, I gotta tell you this. So Orioles are, it's 2-1. It's the 6th inning, right? Manny Machado got walked. He's on mm-hmm. first base. 1 out. Adam Jones hits this like line drive into center field that just kind of hangs up a little too long. Manny Machado was already darn near at third base. Dude in center field catches it, just throws it back to first. Manny just turns, looks, and goes, oh, I want to kill him. It doesn't matter if you're batting 350 right now. Like, what are you doing? I don't know. But the Orioles are frustrating. But I will say, you know, tomorrow night is Dylan Bundy, Chris Archer. You mean to tell me that if you have a chance to go see Dylan Bundy and Chris Archer for $2, you're going to say no?
If your team's just going to lose again.
I don't care if they lose. I like good games. Both games I've been to so far this year, 2-1 losses. They were close games. You don't like going to the yard, man. You don't like being down.
I told you, I got hassled by a drunk fan last time.
Oh, yeah, they're lame. Okay, but I mean,
I either enjoyed from the comfort of my own home.
Okay, but now no one goes, so you'll be fine. Like, I don't think I didn't see any. The only person that I ever saw get heckled the other night was Sebastian, and it was by me. And, like, he was around. No one else was messing with. There was more Indians fans than Baltimore fans there.
Fine.
I hate you. I really do. I really do. I like going to the games. I do. Win, lose, or draw. I like going to the games. I also like seeing good pitching matchups. And we had a good pitching matchup both games I went to. What was his name? Aaron Sanchez almost no-hit the Orioles the first time I went. And then Carrasco and Gausman pitched really well. Why not go see Bunny and Archer? Bundy and Archer, right? If the Orioles were coming off of, say, 2014, right, the next year, that Bundy versus Archer matchup, those tickets would be so expensive. I can go for $2 tomorrow night. Why wouldn't I? $2 and a light rail trip?
I'm good. I don't need to go.
You mean if Detroit was coming into town, right? And who's your favorite pitcher on their team?
Vollmer.
Vollmer was on the mound against, I don't know, it doesn't matter because you like Detroit as it is, right? And you could get tickets for $2 to go see him.
I watch him on TV.
I hate you. Your team's in second place, Alex.
There's third, 9-11, okay? You're acting like they're like 12, you know, they're a winning team.
Second place is second place, Alex.
And it's April.
Agreed. Get all over the yourself. More reason. Man, your team's going to be in town for 3 games. You can't go to one of them. It's on a weekend, too. It's not even like it's taking up your weeknight.
Oh, that's going to be my internet day then.
There's 3 days, Alex. There's 3 days.
3 internet days.
Oh, my God. The Orioles' bats are terrible, though, man. It's bad. It's rough.
See, that's why I'll just get upset then, because the Tigers will do the same thing.
Y'all swept us. Y'all just swept us. You just swept us in Detroit. Did you not just sweep us?
Yeah, I know.
So why would we have given you a third of your wins? Why wouldn't you want to go see another sweep?
I have no faith in the Tigers this year. They're going to finish at the bottom of the league.
They're going to be 12-11 after this weekend.
Sorry.
All right. My Jets play on Friday. I'm looking forward to it. Go Wizards tonight. This has been the
Hip. Go Golden Knights.
Let's go Golden Knights. This has been the Benchwarmers Redemption here on Dragon Digital Radio. I've been Matt Trudell.
Alex Baker over here.
And until next week, peace, stay safe, and remember to love yourself.
Ping pong.